all nations and races may jointly serve in justice, peace, and harmony. O God, the merciful, we are in need of your mercy, while you have no need to punish us. Have mercy and compassion on us. Dear guests, today I want to talk about religious diversity in Islam. Especially, I will give many examples of religious diversity in Turkish history, what we have done in the history for diversity. So first of all, let me talk a little about the base of the diversity in Islam. Our cultures, languages, and religions may be different in one way or another way, but that is the design of the Almighty. He says in the Quran, chapter Hud, verse 118, "And if your Lord had so willed, he could surely have made mankind one nation. In order to live peacefully, one should realize that it is the concept of ignorance about the others that make people denounce one another. This can be eliminated through effective education, correct information, and communication. That way, people may come to understand each other. Then, and only then, can they appreciate each other. Quran says that our purpose of creation is to get to know each other." This is the ayah I just read in the beginning of my khutbah. سَعَدُ بِاللَّهِ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Chapter Hujurat, the verse number 13. At the same time, there is a Turkish phrase that expresses this very well. People are enemies to what they do not know. Modern Turkey inherited a culture of coexistence between different faith communities from the Ottoman Empire. When the empire collapsed and the Republic of Turkey was established as a new nation state,